The Veterans Affairs Department promises to be digital by default. Now, the new initiative seeks to provide better and easier service to veterans. The department is hiring experts from outside the government to build the technology to streamline its offerings. The effort goes beyond simply tackling the persistent backlog of disability claims. Marina Martin is the VA's Chief Technology Officer. She joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it is nice to talk about something besides the disability backlog, because there are other things going on at VA. Tell us about digital by default, and what do you plan for this initiative?
Sure. So I've been really inspired by the work of the UK government and their digital by default effort. And that really means for VA going beyond taking our current products and services and putting them online and really stepping in the veteran's shoes and looking at how we can constantly optimize our online digital experience to make it as fast and as responsive as veterans need. Because today's veteran expects to interact with us, you know, in real time at 2 o'clock in the morning on their mobile phone, and we need to be there servicing them.
All right. So how do you get to there from here?
Well, that's where we're hoping Presidential Innovation Fellows can come in and help us. We're such a motivated agency, and there's a lot of effort underway. And I think the more hands on deck, the better, to really reimagine, again, step in that veteran's shoes. And that's the perspective that we're looking for, to see what's their interaction like today, and how can we constantly optimize that for a digital experience while still retaining our other offline experiences.
Now, just a few moments ago, we spoke about two agencies collaborating on a $200 million application that has never worked in the 4 years it's been running. I get the feeling about something that you're trying here, this digital by default, that it's a much lighter, faster approach to getting services out.
Yeah, VA's done a really good job of adopting agile development approaches, which means you kind of rapidly deploy and you understand that your goal is going to change, which is often a problem with these very big projects that fail that you hear about. You know, they work in secret for 2 years, and then they come out, and then they realize that what they built, you know, doesn't actually meet those needs. So it's really about rapid iteration. How do we bring in outside experts who are tech savvy, you know, work in Silicon Valley, are familiar with that sort of rapid deploy, where they might deploy 36 times a day, and bring those insights to us, where they can help us get more and more services out to veterans faster.
All right. So given the fact that you want to be agile, what do you think of as sort of a short-term goal in terms of what we might be able to see or get out of VA, and what's the long-term goal?
So I think that's really going to depend on the different fellows projects, and I think it's really about optimizing on each line of service that we have here at VA. What's the veteran's experience of that today digitally, and how can we improve that?
And when you talk about lines of service, what do you mean?
Well, that might mean education benefits, that might mean healthcare, that might mean mobile healthcare delivery, it might mean getting access to your own healthcare record through Blue Button. So really, again, focusing on what are some short-term wins, and then how does all that wrap up to a long-term vision of really the veteran sort of having no wrong door with VA? How can they come in anywhere digitally with us, or even over the phone or by mail, and make sure that all their needs are met? We're doing proactive information and service delivery.
Now, of course, a lot of applications can display data sets, but many of the things that people come to VA for require human judgment on applications for things such as, you know, 9/11, post-9/11 GI benefit bill, or a medical claim. So how do you program the human decision-making into some of these applications so that you can be more efficient and take all that time out of it?
So VA's current transformation plan really focuses on people, process, and technology, and you can never just have one of those and take the other pieces out. So a lot of that is, again, working with the veterans one-on-one, really observing how they're actually interacting with VA, and how can we provide that real-time information. Maybe that means providing that human judgment and accessibility in more digital format. So instead of picking up the phone, maybe you could chat, or you could look up frequently asked questions that other veterans have experienced, and we could just make information more accessible so that you could potentially answer your own question initially and then reach out to VA if you still have questions. And then we can use that feedback to continually improve the information we do offer so it's as clear as possible.
We're speaking with Marina Martin. She is the Chief Technology Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. And so much of this is customer service. How are you taking the pulse of veterans' needs and what they want from the VA when you're talking about digital?
Well, there's a lot of technology tools that enable this, starting with things like Google Analytics. You can watch when people maybe hit an error message or they get stuck. You know, they're clicking down different paths, and then you discover that they have to go back because they're not finding what they look for. So in ways, digital actually provides us even more insight into what people are looking for and what we're not providing. We could even see what people are searching for that they're getting no results on, and know that we need to focus on providing that information faster.
And which are the ones on the VA's website that trip people up right now?
You know, I think we're looking at a holistic view and saying if a veteran's maybe going to Google and typing in information, are they finding four front doors for us, and how can we help streamline that experience so no matter where they go, they're finding the right information and it's accurate and up to date?
Okay, you're very diplomatic.
Now, you've mentioned mobility a lot, too, and, of course, a lot of mobility initiatives originated in the medical field. And as you point out, many of the veterans are young, and so they are mobile from the get-go. How tuned in is the staff at VA to this whole mobility zeitgeist?
We have a ton of interest in mobility and actually a mobile app office. And something that we're hoping the fellows can come in and work with us is the concept of responsive design. And that means that instead of building a separate mobile app to kind of replicate what you'd find online, you actually, the same website will work responsively across kiosks, mobile phones, and iPads and tablets. So you'll be able to access the same information designed in a way that fits the device that you happen to be on.
And for people who don't know, these innovation fellows are people who come from Silicon Valley or from tech startups, and they work in the department for a short amount of time, and then they leave. You were once one of the innovation fellows, right?
I was. A year ago, I was part of round one. I was at the Department of Education.
Okay. So from your perspective, coming into an agency and trying to do something like this, how did you find it went, and what sort of structural things in the agency made it difficult to have all this innovation?
Well, I think being in the private sector, it's easy to just deploy something or toss it out there and not have quite the level of governance that we have in government. So I think coming in from the outside, it's about learning how the government processes work, making sure you stay within those boundaries, but also helping it see how it can do new things and achieve new things even within those constructs.
Plus, you've got extra special privacy issues with VA because of the medical component to much of what you do. So I imagine the outsiders probably have that to deal with also.
Absolutely. Privacy and veterans' privacy is incredibly important to us. But there are many aspects that fellows can work on that don't touch private veteran data at all. And in fact, I'd say in most cases they would not work with that because you require a special level of clearance. One example would be our GI Bill comparison tool, which was built by one of our current presidential innovation fellows, Tom Black. That lets you put in the name of a school, enter your number of years of service, and actually see the number of GI Bill benefits you can apply if you decided to attend that school. It also uses open data from Department of Education, so it was a cross-agency open-source collaboration.
So it seems like the Digital by Default initiative is something that is going to take a while, right? You're going to go through several rounds of innovation fellows before it gets to where you want it long-term.
I don't know if you can ever be done by it when you're improving your digital service.
Well, tell me a little bit about the fellows that you are looking for or hope to put to get on board relatively quickly. What sort of traits do you want in them?
Yeah, we're looking for tech savvy, people who are comfortable, the problem solvers. They're comfortable kind of moving on their own. We're a very large organization at 327,000 people. So we're looking for people who can come in, are open, have very high EQ as it is, and can collaborate with our internal innovators to really say, hey, this is something I tried in the private sector. Could we try this here? And bring those outside insights, couple them with the inside institutional knowledge that we have, and see what amazing things we can create in the 6 to 12 months that they're with us.
And many times these new types of applications, these new deployments, require changes to be made in the back end into the data centers and to the databases that the organization owns. So what's VA doing to make sure that those assets are positioned right so that these innovators can make their applications take advantage of them?
I think it's a process, and it's about getting those small, quick wins, like, again, that GI Bill comparison tool out that help people see there's a new way that we can deploy certain kinds of tools and get services out there faster. So then based on those wins, we can make incremental progress towards making bigger changes.
And what's the biggest win that you count so far that the innovation fellows have brought to the VA?
I think it's actually the cultural mixing. They do brown bags. They've taught a lot of design thinking workshops. It's a lot about how do we empower the internal innovators who are going to be here long after the fellows leave with the right technical skills and the new ways of thinking and approaching problems that they can take with them through their entire career at VA and continue to help serve veterans.
And just one final question about Blue Button. Of course, that's one of the widely touted innovations that VA has had in the last few years. What's the future there?
I think the focus on Blue Button, which is the concept of being able to access your own medical data wherever that may be, that started at VA but actually is caught on like wildfire across the private sector. It's really about increasing the structure of that data so you can reuse it. So if you reimagine downloading your medical data and then being able to potentially import pieces of it of your own choosing into a mobile app that could help you take even better care of a particular chronic condition. So I think that's really the focus, is the applicability of your existing medical data and what you can do with it now.
Marina Martin is the Chief Technology Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. Marina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.